straighten his limbs.
So you had a dirt yard and part of the chores involved.
Right.
Right.
Yes. And then, right, you asked about certain days too, I think.
So yeah, well, chores done on certain days.
Yes, yeah, so one of the days being that I think was wash day, and that was the day on Saturday when we did our washing and ironing.
Okay, and I asked you about another way of expressing that might be used today.
Laundry, yes.
And laundry refers to?
Washing.
Washing, but not ironing.
Right.
Okay. All right. And I was asking you just a second ago about an area in the front of the house where you might have a swing, some chairs, you know.
Porch?
Sure.
Yes.
Any other words you've heard for that?
Patio. Patio is usually not on the front. They're usually on the back or on the side or something of this nature, you see. But usually we say the porch or the front porch. Those are the kinds of words that I'm familiar with. You say, all right.
Have you heard the word gallery or veranda?
I've heard of those words, but they're not used prevalent in this area.
Yeah.
If I would use, I've heard of the words, yes, but I'm saying if I would use them here, no one would know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
What about when you walk from the, when you're going to, from the front yard to the porch, you say you have to walk up the
steps.
And if you're inside the house, when you're going from the first story to the second, you say you climb the
stairs.
So steps outside.
Right.
Stairs inside.
Right.
And this expression, if I walked in your living room and left the door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, what would you tell me to do?
Most people would say, shut the door. Yes.
Anything else?
I'd close the door.
Is there any difference between those two? Is one more polite than the other two?
I would think that one is more, you think in terms of shut the door, it's a colloquial expression. And close the door is a word, generally a formal word. That's the only difference I can see.
Talking about frame houses, the way they're constructed on the outside, where the planks kind of overlap each other like this, do you have a word to describe that?
I know what you're talking about. Not like a carpenter, but I really don't know, really, how you would call that. I really wouldn't know. I've seen that, but the terminology or the words we use for that, I just don't know.
Weatherboarding, clapboarding, either of those familiar to you?
Yes, weatherboarding is. But I think in terms of weatherboarding as being a particular kind of material, you know, then I would think in terms of the way in which it's placed on. Of course, it's becoming very fashionable now, you know, this weather, the stuff is on houses, whatever you call it, weatherboarding or strips.
Okay. One of the principal parts of the word drive, you say you get in your car and you to town.
Just kind of I drive to town, yes.
And the past, you say, yesterday I got in my car and
I drove to town.
You've done it a lot, you say.
I've driven.
Okay. Talking about the roof of the house, right on the edge, are you familiar with any sort of thing that would be designed to carry out the rainwater?
Yes. And I have one on my house, too. I have one on my house, too. I call that? I know what you call it. So I have it on my house, too, but I can't give this thing. I'm sure you're perhaps interested in pronunciation of it, my pronunciation more than anything else, but I know what you're talking about, and I cannot figure it out.